جيم لامد بايز just start from the Iboy Lahu Mahu Liske La Yodai. It's after two-thirds of the Yom HaDerech. The Gemara calls a Shaila, if a father said Ki Dashti is Biti, and he has an Amonis, we have a Posik, is Biti Nasati Lisha Zeh, and he says Klo, he knows who he married her to. So how far does this Amonis go? Mahu Liske La Yodai. Is this Haggad of the father sufficient that we can assume 100% that she's an Ashes Ish, and therefore if someone was Mezana with her, they'll get Skila. Or maybe not. Rav Omar ain't Soiklin. Rav said, we don't give Skila. But Rav Asi Omar Soiklin. The Gemara explains, Rav Omar ain't Soiklin, ki hem ne rachmona la'ov li'isure. This nemonis of his biti nosati lisha zeh, that he has an amonis, this is only legabi yiso, that she's also to everyone else, through this nemonis of the obolik tole lehemne. But to legabi onchen, he to tell never gave him an amonis. Ramasi omar soiklin, you give skila, lekule milse hemne rachmonelov. The Torah gave him an amonis, so it's an amonis which is chal legabi all in yonim. We believe in legabi everything. So Mamela, we assume she's an Eishas Ish, and if someone's Mizana with her, gets Kila. Omar Ravasi. So Ravasi said, Umaydina, but I'm Moide, even though I said that the Nemonis of the Yod is sufficient to create a Chi of Skila. Umaydina, but I'm Moide, but Imeres Niskadashti, if she says Niskadashti, and Isha comes and says Niskadashti, she ain't cycling, that there will not be, she will not be Nemon to give Skila, al Yodo. So Ravasi is saying that the Nemonis of the Ov is greater than the Nemonis of the Isha. When the Ov says Niskadashti is Biti, that Nemonis can be used Liskoil al Yodo. If the Isha herself says Niskadashti, so this Nemonis is not sufficient Liskoil al Yoda. V'omar Ravasi, now Ravasi said, Hani Shmaitse Didi Merapsen Igri. Now I said another memre, and if you'll put both memres together, it could blow up the roof. That means that L'chayre, these two memres, one is contradictory to the other. And as we had mentioned yesterday, we'll just say it quickly today, that Ravasi had said that if a father said Kidashti es biti beni dele mi kidashtiya, and someone comes and says that I'm the chosen, is neman lichnais. Ravasi says is neman lichnais. And here's an amonis. Ravasi also said that if Anisha says Niskadashti, Ven Yidei Lami Niskadashti, and someone comes and says, I'm the husband, Eine Nemo. These were, so Ravasi said that there's a less nemonis by Isha than by Abal, than by Anov. That's what Ravasi had said. And to make things interesting, he said over yesterday from the Shita Leinoide Lami, the Shita Leinoide Lami says if two Edim will come and say that they witnessed the Kedushin, and they don't recall who the Chosan was, and someone will come to these two Edim, so the Shita Leinoide Lami is Mesupik if he'll be Nemo. So we had mentioned, so it would seem, taking, let's say, all these three halachas together, that we're saying, or let's say the first two halachas, two Edim come and say that someone was Niskadish, this Isha was Niskadish Bifnaim, and they don't remember who. And a person comes and stands in front of these two Edim, and he looks them straight in the eye, and he says, I was the Chosan. So the Shita Leinayda Lami is Mesubik if we'll believe it. Now, what is the suffix if we believe him or not? mean, l'chayre, if the Ravasi holds that the person who comes and says anikadeshti is nemen because of the fear of mirses, he's scared of the father, so l'chayre, such a person should be scared of to weigh them also, to weigh them come and say they witnessed the kedushin, and then this person comes and says I'm the one, so that fear is applicable by betuay. Now, on kochach, we have to say that we're not saimach on the svara of miltes. That alone is not enough. So why by a father are we saimach? So the svara is because there's another factor involved. First of all, there's a svara of miltes. And afilu, we will say, maybe this chosan has guts, and he has the chutzpah to come and say. But there's another factor which we have to take into consideration. Who says the father is telling the truth? That means the nemunus of the father is not an absolute nemunus. It's a nemunus of 95%. So we can understand that with a 95% nemunus, so the connected the 95% nemunus will be seimach on the 95% biddle that he's scared to say a lie. But there's still a 5% chance he has the chutzpah to say a lie. So that is a 5% chance who says the father is telling the truth. So therefore, when it comes to the father saying, Kidashi is biti, the chosin is nemon with this mathematical cheshbon. But the shita shall not be the suffer. But if to Adim say that this woman was niskadish bifneyem, so this already is 100% biro that she's an ashes ish. And then someone comes and says, I was the chosin. So it could be a 95% biro of mirtis is not sufficient to be mevarer when I know that she's 100% ashes ish. That lechoire is the difference between Adam saying niskadish, niskacha before Nainu, and a father saying kidashti es biti. Now Rav Asi came and said a third memre, that a chosin, if an isha comes and says niskadashti veini yedeya lemi niskadashti, a chosin is not nemen, ain't a nemen lichnais. So one could learn that Rav Asi holds that the nemonis of an isha is greater than the nemonis of the av. It's equivalent to the nemonis of two edim, and therefore the chosin is a nemon. That's how one could learn. And the same Rav Asi said that if she said niskadashti, and then she was mezane, is ein mumosin al yodah. So memele, these two aloches of Rav Asi are very stiridic. Mitzad echot, he said that the nemonis of the isha is much smaller than the nemonis of the ov. The ov, when he says kidashti es biti, is soiklin al yodoi. When she says niskadashti, is ain soiklin al yodoi. In mitzadacha, we hear from Rav Asi that the nemonis of the isha is greater than the nemonis of the ov, because the chosin is nemon to say the gabi the father that I'm the chosin. Because we take into consideration maybe she's not married. And the chosin is not nemen to say when she says niskadashti that I'm the chosin, and the Gemara understood because I don't have such a tzad that she's not an ashes ish. I accept this as an absolute fact that she's an ashes ish. So these two halachas, Amarav Sinigra, they can explode the roof of the house. One is a stira to the other. That's what Rav Asi is coming to tell us. Don't jump down my neck when I said these two halachas, because you don't understand the oimek hadvarim. So Rav Asi said, now here's the kasha. Uv hashto ma babokim shimbo lichnois kainis. If he wants to be kainis by the father, shimbo lichnois kainis amret zoiklin. It's cycling, so that means even though it's not a 100% beer, it's cycling, mokim shimbo lichnes, ain't kindness, ain't a din, she's cycling, sabadi gibis, by an isha, that the chosin has no nemonis whatsoever, so, because we assume it's a bigger beer, Avada Gibisit should be cycling. V'loi hi la'av hemne rachmona l'dido loy hemna. Now let us see what Rashi says. Let's just see the Kabbalchem again. Hash to be mocking machine boho im alif neyov anikadashti. Amrat nem alichnes v'kainis. Alme. So how does this work? Loy machzakina lo kol kach apiya of kimikodeshes. We don't assume 100% that she's a Mekodeshes. Shenachme olay lo Yisrael, that we should be machme. That means there'd be a svar if it's 100% biru, we won't be samech on this mitzvah. I mean, above and desvek, and even though it's not 100%, I mean, the cycle not be up here. For skila, you don't need the 100% bilurim. Rav is also in the Mokim shibolich neseine kaim. Skigoyin shomron is kadashti. Beini yedas lami sheikh maunu ala ala isra lami shibava maani kadashtiya. Alma, so you see over there, becheses mekodeshes, you don't hear, she's vada mekodeshes. Vein on the yoidim lami. And it didn't shim zinsa cycle. But it's not kasha, because you don't understand the reasons of my halacha. That's why you can ask kasha. Havasi kamasi klamilsi v'om avaloyi ain't zukusha l'meivim b'taymish mos. If you don't understand the reasons of these halachas, you won't explode the roof. It's no kasha. Now let me explain to you each thing. La'av hemne. The father has an emonis. Hilkach cyclin. Ledido loy hemna. She doesn't have an amonis. The father isn't amonis, is beating this at least as it. Ledido loy hemna. Vein cycling. So, the minute she doesn't have an amonis, so vein cycling. Even though there's no amonis, let's kill Misofik. This is the Havel. Inidin in the forces like Katlini Mechshum Chshoshe. You need a biru to kill. So, Mamelu, we don't kill Mechshum Chshoshe. If she doesn't have an amonis, so why? If she doesn't have an amonis, so why is she also? Well, who says bechlal she got mad? In the nisure, time achino, the shavisal nafshir atira the nisure. That if she says niskadashti, she's also to everyone. I'll shav you nafshir atira the nisure, which not an amonis. And why isn't he nemon? V'hai leimiltis, he's not afraid of him. Neshimachapolo. Lagabi of Miltis. So Memele, so it's no problem whatsoever. Now let us continue further. We have Mordeke Gemoris over here. So we had here Amachloikis, Rav and Ravasi, if a father, the Pasuk says, is beating his heart Elisha Zer, do we say that Torah gave him an emonis Lagabi all in Yoni, including Skila? He has an amonis. Oh, that's what Ravasi holds. And Rav said, no, it's only a mukbodik in amonis. Legabi isurim, he has an amonis. Legabi onshim, he doesn't have an amonis. Look to Gemara weiter. V'Rav Chisda oma, echot ze ein cyclin. Rav Chisda holds like Rav. So Rav Chisda said, so there's no difference. If the father said, kidashti is biti. If she said niskadashti, there is no nemonis lagabi skila. It's only nemonis lagabi yisra, not lagabi skila. So far so good. Then the Gemara says, now we're going to start getting into trouble. Va'ozdo Rav Chisda letaimei. Rav Chisda is going l'shitosei. I mean, Rav Chisda that said that the father is not nemon lagabi skila. So if you'll be a bucky in Shitas Rav Chisda, you'll see he's going Lashitas. The Omar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Benize ben Teisha Shonim Yemechot. A father said that his son is 9 years old. Bitizu Baskimu Shonim Yemechot. So now, in other words, these age limits are a negeya laloche if the son is a barbiye, if the daughter is a basbiye, is nemon lekobet. So now, let's say a godel was boil bitoy, and a godel was boil bitoy. He didn't think that he didn't know that she was an erve, a kitzer. He didn't know she was married. Akasha b'maisa. and the father, a small girl, and the father comes and says that she's 3 years old. It's a beer. So he's Naman Lekolb. He's Naman Lekolb. That means this person will have to bring a kolb. That means if she was a pchusa mibas gimel, that's never teres beer. So there's no chiyuv kolb. If she's a bas gimel, so he was boil and erve, so b'shoigig, so there is a chiyuv kolb. So the father is Naman Lekolb. But if it was a shoigig, avoleila makis voleila onshim. But when it comes to onshim, the father is not Naman. So that means, so let's explain it, that the father came and said there was someone that wanted to be Ma'anis, his daughter, and then he said, well, she's a Pusami Basgimel, and the father said, she's a Basgimel. And there's to wave him over there and tell him, don't you, if you're going to be Bayala, you can get Skila. I don't care anything. He's Bayala. And then later, they chapped him, they bring him to Besdin, and he comes with a lawyer, and he says, who says she's a Basgimel? So Fasa, what do you mean? I said. So Bezin says, the Gabiskila, you're not Neman. He wasn't allowed to be Boyal 100%. He's not from the Lamed Vav Tzadikim 100%. But he's not Chayiv Skila. So the Gemara says that, oh, Rav Chisda Lishitosa, just like Rav Chisda said over there, that if a father said that a daughter is a Bas Gimel, he's Naman only Legabi Kolben and not Legabi Onshin. So Rav Chisda said over here that if a father said Kidashti es Biti, ain't Saikun Ayodai. He's consistent. It's one Shita. Also the Shita. Before we see Rashi, let us see, there's a Taisvis Yishonim over here. V'loila Onshin. So the Taisvis Yishonim says, Taimen. Heichi Maisi the Rav Chisda Letaime. How did you connect these two members of Rav Chisda? Amestome Ravasi Leipolega Masnissen de la Kamon, Dashvui Leihemnin, Ulamakis Ula Unshin, Ein Laminoi Tfei Mishvuyim. So let us just explain what the Taisha Shishanam is asking. The Taisha Shishanam is asking Amoira de Kekash. The next Mishnah says as follows. A father said, Kidashti Esbiti. He married off his daughter. So he's Neman. He's not allowed to marry her. The Mishnah doesn't go into the Tats Machlekas Amiroim if he's not a Tulagabi Ons. Abba. Kidashti is beat, he says she's an Ashishish. He's not allowed. He's Neman. He's Neman. The same father comes and says that my daughter was a Shvuya. She's also Lakune. She's a Shvuya. So there was Nishbaha, so she's also Lakune. So Nisha the Rabbon and a Shvuya. He's not Neman. She's Mutalakai. So let's understand this. And Eishesish is an Issa D'Raisa, we believe him. And Shvuya is only a Shastra Bonan, we don't believe him, we tell the Kohen, marry, don't believe the father. So what's the Chilik? So the Chilik is very Poshit. Because Kidashti is Biti, we have a Posik. Is Biti Nasati Leisha Zeh. The father is Namonis to say that she's an Eishesish. Finish. Namonis says Namonis. Samazai to say that his daughter became a shvuya. He's only an eidechot. It's a kenegedis chazik. It's lahachmer. It could be zaynes adav sheber. He doesn't have the manes. If he doesn't have the manes, he doesn't have the manes. Finished. So these two halachas are very good. If you have a posik, we have a posik distinctly, which is speaking about Kedushin, and this Pasuk says, the father's never to say that he married off his daughters, Bitina Satilish, and we have a Pasuk, so then there's no problem. The father's never to take him in the monies. But we come into other Inyonim without a Pasuk, so then our hands are tied. I mean, so he's an Eidechel like any other Eidechel, whatever an Eidechel, he'll be Neman, not more than that. So Mamela Fraktoises Rav Chisda Lishitosai. See what Rav Chisda said over there? Rav Chisda said over there that if a father said that his daughter is 3 years old, if his daughter is 3 years old and someone was Ma'anisa, we don't give him Misa. Oh, that's why Rav Chisda holds that if the father says Kidashti is Bita, you don't give Misa. there's a shaila, there is no pasuk. Hamasi also be moided to this halacha. Hamasi said, yeah, the father said the daughter is 3 years old, so it's isurim, so you're not mamish al piyei necha, it's a novish be'er, but whatever it is, there's no nemonis legabi age. We have a pasuk yidashti is biti. So Mamela, that's Taisvis Kasha. Why, how can you say Rav Chizda l'shitosa? The second statement of Rav Chizda is another Ramuskim. Hamasi is also made it to this. So how did you get to l'shitosa? And because of Taisvis blives by a time, Taisvis doesn't understand how the Gemara connected these two alones. Now, I'd like to say over two terutzim on Taisvis Kasha. One terutz, they bring down, Shilte Geboirim, at the end of the Mesechta, that says, Amor de Kachidish, we bring from the Riyaz. The Shilte Geboirim says as follows. The Shilte Geboirim says, there's a Posik Yakir, that a father is Nemon to say, this is his child, this is not his child. There's a Bazundara Posik, that a father has Nemonis, like we'll have later in Taisvis, we were always under the impression this was his Bechair, and this yingle, he's number 10 on the line. And then all of a sudden the father says, you know who the b'cheir is? The yingle. And what's with the other 9? Don't speak Lashon Hara. But I'll kopon him, this is my yingle. I have no shaykhis with the other 9. There was a different husband by the other 9. So b'kitzer, so the 10th yingle is the b'cheir, and he'll get pishnayim. He's the one of his other children later. Al kaponim, a father was given nemonis as ben abcher yakir, is neman abonov. So the Shilti Geboirim says, in this nemonis, that is neman abonov, he's neman to say who his children are, and he's also neman to say how old his children are. In yakir, in his children, he was given complete nemonis minatoyre. So memela, according to the Shilti Geboirim, so our city is beautiful. So then the Gemara says, so we have here two rare cases that the Torah gave a deraisidik and a monas to a father. One case is he's neman to say he married off his daughter, which is a davish abelva. Another case he's neman to say that he's speak about his children. And in the Torah gave him an amonis also to be mevarer the ages of his children. This is all kolul in Yakir. And now, in both cases, Rav Chizda says, he's Nemon, minatayre, but the Nemonis is mugbul. It's only Nemon, legabe yisa. The father says he married his daughter, not allowed to marry her, she's an ashesish. To give skila? No, the Torah didn't give him such an absolute Nemonis to give skila. And the same Rav Chizda said, there's a Nemonis of Yakir, that the father's Nemon to tell us about his children, all about his children, including their ages. So he says, that the father says that she's a 3-year-old, so he's Nemon, the Yoiva Nissa. He'll have to bring a korban. But to punish the boil, that's Rav Chizda l'shitosa. According to the Shilti Geboirim, it's gewaldig, to fan for the Taisis Shishonim Steret. But it seems the Shilti Geboirim, this is a unique Shikas HaRishonim, that the Nemonis of Yaka includes age also. Not too many Rishonim hold like this. So Memela, but according to Shilti Geboirim is fan for Taisvis Kasha. Now, let us say another teretz that the Taisvis HaRosh says. The Taisvis HaRosh says as follows. You're 100% right. The whole Rabasi is only speaking about as Biti Nasati Lishazeh. But, in this Nemonis of as Biti Nasati Lishazeh, you have to understand, the father was given nemonis legabi all factors of the issues of his daughter. That means in this nekude, he has complete nemonis. Whenever it comes to the issues of his daughter or any prat concerning this issues, he's an authority, and he has no mother. So therefore, let us say for 1 minute, he married his daughter, fine? And he said, Shaisazish, according to Ravasi, someone will be Boyala, gets gila. But then this person comes with a lawyer before he wants to be boyla. He says, she's a ktane. There's no isra'isha sishana. Father says, don't tell me. She's a bas gimel shonim. The masre and his boyla will give it, so according to Rav Asi, will give skila. Because the nemonis, as is biti nosati lisha ze al koponim, includes the nosati and the biti. Whatever is negeil gabi the iser aishas ish, whatever is negeil gabi the iser aishas ish, in this sug, he's the authority and he has namonis. So now, the Tosfos for emphasis is kasha. That means when you talk about all other things, you talk about shvuya, you'll talk about, now let's speak about Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, a father said his son is 9 years old. Well, that's poshut, the father's in Nemo. That's a decha Nemo Bishon. That's poshut. To say that his daughter is 3 years old, so now it's Rabbi Lamai Nafkamine. If the brother was boil her and the shayla is to give misa the brother, zichanap. So Rabbi, the din erva of ochivachoisai, the father has no nemonis in these shaylas. But if she was an ashes ish, and someone was boil her, then the father has nemonis. And Rav Chisda said a blank statement that he said Biti Zubas Gimel Shonim is not Neman Lo Einshin, and he didn't specify what we're speaking about. So in his blank statement, he's also saying, and you'll ask him, I'll say 100%, that Afilu it's Negeya the Isar Eishesish, he's also not Neman. Oh, that's Rav Chisda Lushitosoi. That means because according to Rav Asi, when it comes to the Indian of Eishes Ish, is she married, is she not married, there's Biti Nosati Lishazet, this Biti is also Neman to be Mevara. Whatever is Nagir the Indian Eishes Ish. So we have two Mahalchem Haltefem for the Tosfos Rishonim's Kashya. Now let us see Rashi. Now let's come to Rashi. So, Rav Chisda l'taimei, the Omar ein ha, so where do we see Rav Chisda l'taimei? The Omar ein ha of nemon laharzik es haben leonish al pif. So Rashi said, the father is no nemonis to punish the son, loyhuva loyache, not the son and not anisha. That means if he says he's 13. So Rashi, we see clause Zicha didn't learn like the Tosfos Harosh, because Rashi is speaking about a ben over here. So Rashi says the raya is from the first half of Rav Chisda's memre. Perhaps if Rashi held like the Riyaz and the Shulti Geboirim, so then this Rashi is very good. So from ben we also have a raya, because the din of Yakir says got by a ben, and if we see it doesn't have the namonis of a ben legabi. The guy doesn't have the monis to say that he's a ben teshonim, so we see that the namonis of Yakir does not include onshim. Now, Rashi will explain the case. Ben teshonim, biyose biya, l'chayv achas min arayis, misa v'kobim. That means he's a cotton, but if he was boyla g'doyla, so she was nival, she's an erve, so she'll be mechayv misa v'kobim, v'chayn k'tane bas gimul, Biyosabi, Lachayev Godalabola, Vi Elva Olof, Lamisa Lakobim. Im Yesh Eidim Shehi Bas Gimel. If there's Eidim that she's a Bas Gimel, Chayna Kotvu Ben Teshan, Aval Piyahov, Nemanhu, Lakobim, Lashaygik, is only Neman Lagabi Kobim, and not Lagabi Onch. Avaloyla Malkis, Leonish Misim Bola, Bemazit. So, fine. Okay, now let's go further. Tanya kevosei de Rav Chisda. The Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya to Rav Chisda. Benize ben yud gimel shonem v'yoyim echad. Biti zu bas yud bei shone v'yoyim echad. Nemon l'nedorim v'lacharomim v'lekdeishois v'laharochim avoloi l'makis u'la'onshim. The father has namonis legabi dis inyonim, not legabi makis for onshim, arayi to Rav Chisda. Now, I'll first say over the Rashi, then we'll come back to the Rashi. We'll see dachsich meir dike zachen in this Rashi. Ben yud gimel ubas yud beis, Lidreyem Neder, Megdeish and Hegdish, Linyan Onshim, Shal Kola Mitzvahs, Imeviyu Shtei Saris, Simenu, Vareim Gdoilum Lacholdov. So Rashi says, that Ben Yud Gimel is the Neder is a Neder. And then when it speaks about Onshim, all of a sudden Rashi speaks about Saris. Speaks about the linear nonchin, maybe you stay saris, simenu. Rem doilum ul chol dova. When it came to the dorim, Rashi didn't mention saris. Now let's go further. Avol koidem lochein, if they're not ben yud gimel shone, ein nidro neder, so ein hegdesh and hegdesh. And again, maybe you stay saris, and if they bought stay saris, is so they don't get onchin, choshin shin shema shuma ba'al mehem, that the saris are shume, that they grow, that are the wild hairs, they're not hairs that show godless. They're not nenesh al shum aveira. So if the father says, v'nize ben yud gimel shone, l'charomim, imechrimu minechseyim, avicheirem, lebedek abayis, v'kotshim, v'chinim ome elki olai, nerach, there's a din, whenever it comes to Onshim, Rashi speaks about Sarisayim. Becheska Simen, Lilkais, Ulahanish. Yeah. So, before we start explaining Rashi, I saw that there's Chidushi Rav Reuven in Yevamos, Simen Tezayim, Simen Yudches. But at one place he speaks about this Rashi, but he's not Marech in this Rashi. He speaks about the din of Shonim and Simonim. But he brings down as follows. We are under the impression that a godless, in order for one to be a godo, you need the Shonim and Simonim. You need these two factors to then, well, for a person to Shonim and Simonim is a raya that they're a godo. Shonim without Simonim, Simonim without Shonim is nothing. That's how we learn Shonim. So he brings down Grad, the Rambam Shita is that Rabbi Nidorim Shonim is sufficient. That's number one. Brings down the Rambam Shita, and the Maram, and Daf Samach Taled also wants to say this, Rabbi Nidorim Shonim is sufficient. Now, before we explain Rashi, but I think Rashi bothered Akasha, which the Rosh asks. The Rosh asks a Mirdik Akasha over here. If we will learn Kipshutai, that the way we normally learn, that godless is you need Shonim and Simonim. So this Baraisa is very modne. Why the Baraisa modne? Nize ben yud gimel Shonim v'yaymechod nemon l'nedorim avloy l'makis l'onshim. Your name, and this person said half of a god. He's 13 years old. So what does that mean? That's nothing. It should have said, Bnize Godo. Why are you talking about, if we need, the way we commonly understand, you need two things to become a god. You need Shonim and Simonim. So why does it say, Bnize Ben Yud Gimel Shonim? He just said, half, it's nothing. He's not Nemelagabe. I mean, it is nothing. He's not a godo. So it should have said, B'ni ze godo. That's what it should have said. Godo? What does godo mean? Look in Shulchan Aruch. Godo means, Shonim Simonim. So this is a meiridike ha'ore. And Rashi dachsach meir, that Rashi bothered this ha'ore, had this ha'ore. And Memela Rashi comes and tells us, meiridike zah. So Rashi said this, B'ni ze ben yud gimel shonim, nidreim neder. We're talking about Nedorim over here. We're talking about Nedorim. So if he's a Ben Yud Gimel Shonim, so you know the Neder's a Neder. So that's what he said. Now, he's talking about the Gabi Onshim, we're talking about what if he brought Saris. So really, the Saris are sufficient to give Onshim. But Saris, who knows if they're true Simonim, if they're not true Simonim. But if he's Yud Gimel Shonim, then I know the Saris are true Simonim. And if they're not Yusimonim, so then if he's not Yudgim Moshanim, then I don't know if it's a true Simon. So the father is saying one thing. We're talking about two distinct cases. He's saying he's 13 years old. That's all what he's saying. What, so, Lamay Nafkamine, and Nafkamine is like this. If he made an Eder, you know, he's a God, Gabin Adorim, he's a Yudgim Moshanim, that's all you have to know. Case number two is talking about he has Saris, you don't need the father. You don't need the father, you can see the Saris, he has Saris. So, but the father is saying, but you look, we look at the Saris, we don't know, is the Saris, is it not Saris? So the father says, Ben Yudgim Moshanim. If he's Ben Yud Gimel Shonim, then we know Saris or Ben Yud Gimel Shonim is not Shume, Ben Yud Gimel Saris or Ben Yud Gimel Shonim is a Simen, and a Mele. So that is why, so the Rashi is beautiful. The Rashi Bada Dachsim and the Rosh is Kashe, and therefore Rashi said that, Faket, that's all the Father is saying. We're talking about two cases, the Gabi Onshim, we're talking about, we see the Saris, but we can rely on the Saris. And then Gabi Nidorm was speaking about Grad, Rab Ruben, says a Meir de Kezach, which I think will help us very much. First of all, Rav Reuven brings down a Marit. He brings down a Chakire. What is Pshat? Shonim and Simonim, a person is a Godel. She can learn two ways. He could learn that makes him a Godel, it's a Sibbe for Godless, or you can learn it's a Simen of Godless. It's a Simen of Godless. That means, let's have a bad example. You have a bad example that if a person has $1 million in the bank, so he's an Oisha, because that's a reason. Because that's a reason that he's an Oisha, because he has $1 million in the bank. If we see, the president is mechabed him, so that's a simen. Why is he mechabed him? Stomach is a noisha. That's not a siba of Ashiras, but it's a simen of Ashiras. So, Rav Reuven clears a shaila, what is pshat by shonim and simonim? And he brings a meridik a marit. The marit says, when speaking about godless, godless is a third, there's such a thing as godless. Maturity. There's such a thing as godless. How do we know when this person is a godel? So maybe with an chemical test, we could figure out he's a god. Maybe yes, maybe not. But al koponim, Chazal told us, you know how you know if he's a god? I have a simen for you. He brought two saris. Oh, that's a simen that he's a god. And that's why the Maritza is called simonim. The saris, from the saris, I have a simen that he's a god. That's number one. Number two, Rav Reuven says, Shonim, so like this, so we could learn that Emerson, the whole godless, is only the Simonim. But now I need a Nusha, I have a Nusha. Who says these are Simonim? Is it Shuma Dikeher, or is it Simonim Dikeher? So you need Shonim to tell me that it's Simonim Dikeher. So we could learn that the whole godless is a entity b'fnei atzmai. I figure out that how do I become aware that he is a godel from the simonim he brings? How do I know that these are true simonim? Because if it's after shonim, so it's a true simon, it's not shuman. But if we learn like this, so we are saying that saris is a simon of godless, and the shonim is only a simen that we have saris. That's how it would be working. Now, if we are saying pshat and Rashi, and the Rambam sheet is like this, that shonim we can make a neder after shonim, so we see that shonim is also something else. So Rav Reuven, he's not talking exactly about this Rashi, but Teich Dvorim, he says Amar Dikizach. He says there are different stages of godless. It's not there's a cotton and a godel. There's different stages. There's a cotton, and then there's a mitzvah's godel, and then there's a complete godel. So he says, shonim is a sibetake, not a simen. When a person becomes 13 years old, so this age brings in him a certain degree of godless. He's not a complete godel, but he has, this age brings in him a certain degree of godless. Therefore, the Rambam Shita is that if he's 13 years old, he's legabi nedorim, is enough of a godel. You don't have to be. To be a complete godel, you need complete godless. Complete godless is only discerned from simonim. When he has simonim, then we see he's a complete godel. That's a simonim, complete godless. But then we need the shonim to show that it's fakir simonim. But that's what Rav Reuven says, toich di simonim, doesn't go on this Rashi. But the Lashon of Rashi, now let's just look at the Lashon of Rashi. The Lashon of Rashi is meyudik. Ben yud gimel abash yud beis nidreyem neda. Period. If they have shonim, nidreyem neda, v'gdash and hegdash. Uleinyin oinshin shel kol ha-mitzvahs. What about oinshin? Shonim is not enough. There you need simonim that is godu l'chodvom. So Rashi says, im heviyu shtei saris, simenu v'arei heim gdoilem l'chodvom. What the cold over? The Rashi we see boiled before this godless legabi nedarim legabi hegdish. If he brought simonim, that's a simon. He's a godel lechold over. But the simonim have to be brought after when he's 13 years old, because then I know there's simonim. If he's less than 13 years old, so then it could be it's shume, and if it's shume, so then I can't. So then it's not a simon. So then it's not a simon. Now, let us see Taisus. Beniza ben yud gimul shonam v'yemechad. Perish bekuntres, de mayri shehevi beisaris. He says, Fakert, Rashi said, I mean, there's missing something in the Baraisa, because the father is only saying his age. We're not talking about saris. So Rashi said, de mayri shehevi beisaris, the saris we see, we don't need the father for that. Va'afilo hochi tzrichen onu leida shnoisov. So Taisus didn't learn this cheshbon of nedarim. So he says, because shonim alone is zicha nothing. Till by a saris, if he's 36 years old, he doesn't mean saris. That's the tarai is a godel. Hayne roif shnoisav. So memele, it has to be speaking about that he brought saris. So why do you have to know about the shonim? The simonim below shonim, ha'ine lifna yud gimel shumaninu. Vafal pikein koma samemele, but so therefore, we see he has saris. We see that we see clothes. Rashi is speaking about the shehevi bei saris. Vafal pikein koma ha gemore, lamakis v'on shemein in hemon, that he's not in hemon because even though we see saris, but who says these are simonim? Now, Taisvus had a shtickle problem, went up to the Kefal Oshim, Makis and Onshim. Makis is also Onshim. So let's just look at the side, then we'll see in the many conditions. Perish Lepirushim, Makis Mardis, Dain by Dine Hasra, Kamei by Onshim Deraisa. Och Yitzchomisni Lemakis, Avshubachla Onshim, Lahir Zagaba Makis Mardis, Afilomi the Rabon and Ain and Neman. The father is known the Monis, the Lemakis Heched Loi Hisraboy, Elonshim Heched Hisraboy. Fine. But I'll call upon him, so, but about Kuponim, let us get the case straight. We are speaking about a cotton who has saris, there's no shaila about it, and Afalpikain, for us to do anything, besides Isurim and Kolbin, for us to do anything, we need a birur of the shonim, and the father is not neman to be mabar of the shonim. Vikoshe, factoises the imkain. So the zoi, I just found out that a person brings saris and he doesn't bring a birth certificate, so I don't know how old he is, I do not know if he's a godel. They bring with them a yavam, that's a young bocha. So how do we make chalitzim? Even though the yavam has simonim, but I don't know how old the Yavam is. Loi mahani, the Shema Yavam cotton, the ishksi beparsh, the mashma belay cotton. So, Fektach Taisvis, from this Gemara, now Taisvis all of a sudden saw my early Kazakh. And this Gemara, Drashi says, and has to be speaking like this, it's speaking about he brought Saris, And Aval Pikain, there's no onshim, there's no, because you need a deraisa dikir, not an amonis of an eidim, chod you did an amonis of two eidim, in order to be mevara that he's a bar onshim. The saris do not speak for themselves, because they have to be mevara if it's simonim or shumim. So mamela chaytach toysa, so how do we always give chalitza? We were always under the impression that we're boidik the yavam, we see yeshtei saris, finished. Now you can give chalitza. Back to Tosfos, Nagamor, it says you need a biro, and the rice of the kebiro, of to aid them, a father's not nemum, to be mevaro, that he's a ben yud gemoshon. Mer de kezach. Kasha number two, b'chol anoshim aboim al aroyis, ha'echein arogin, v'av agav sheish lom saris, v'ikomo kemen anu yoidim shneiseyim. So it seems the whole legal system, which we've been relying on Saras all along, from this Gemara it says, and Shodik, you need two Eidim who were there by his bris. I mean, that's not to Shriach. We never had this, not by the Chalitzes, not by the Bez, we don't have this. Well, the best we have is a Bedika on Saras. So the Ri says, you're 100% right. But the Ika Ribui Saris, if there are two Saris, could be Yishume. And we need a Biru that it's not, need a Biru that it's not Shume, that it's not Kesemonim. That is two Saris. But if there's a Ribui Saris, some Chinon a Ribui Saris, then Darkam Lovei Kaidim Yud Gimushon. There's a Ribui Saris, so then he's Zichai Zichai Agodol, because there's no Shume of Ribui Saris. That's teret number one. Inami, very interesting teret. Im heim gedoylim bekoyma yesh lisrach ala simonim bakoyma. Afilu ein loikim beisaris. That means if you have, that means like this. In the Sakya Dachsma, very understandable. The way we mentioned before from Rab Reuven, I think we can understand it very well. There is such a concept of gadlus. Gadlus can come in stages. But there is such a concept of gadlus, which shows that the transformation from a cotton to a gadlus. Now, if we have a cotton who is tall, so that means that the beginning of the transition, ktanim don't grow tall. That means, Nopshat is, he's growing up earlier. So we see the beginning of the transition of the transformation between katnus and godless is occurring already. That's he became a six footer before the bar mitzvah. So we see already that there is that there's an existence already the transformation from katnus to godless. Halachically, this 6 feet don't mean anything, but it gives us a message that something is happening. He's becoming a godel. So Memele, if I have this Eichoche, and later Lemaise, he brings to Sares, I'm not Chayish. I don't have to be Chayish of Shume. I can, even though I don't know his age, but I can assume that these two Sares are Simon. Fine. Avolhoche, Meiri, Asugi is speaking about Shleihevi Rak Bei Sares. He only bought Bei Sares. Lehigdo Bekoim. So now we don't know if these Sares are Sares. That's one mahalach. Now the Ri said another shita. The bemokim simonim ain't zoch eibishnayim. Period. If we see simonim, we don't have to clear. Maybe it's shume. The homake was really from our gemara. As she said it, speaking about that there was saris, and you have to hear from a birugama here shonim. And without that, we think of Shume. The Ri said, no, there's no such thing. He brings the criteria. Godless is Saris. And we have to declare that, and if we see Saris, there's no fake, it's maybe it's Shume. If we see Saris, he's a godel finished. So if that's the case, he came under Tzichel and Nusay Shalom, so Manasha. You need Saris. That's the criteria. And so let's be baidik if they are Saris. So the father all of a sudden is telling us he's 13 years old. Maima emphatizes the Maira Hoche, Shaoviv, Heyit, Shekvar, Oba, Shonosh Nasayim, Shaochabunai Chele, Oboala Elbe. The son, a year ago or 2 years ago, was Oiva Nisa Beraise. So the father says, Voyagodul Kshosa as Averis. It was a Godul. Avol Ein Onu Yoidim, Im Hoyu Loi Shonim Boise Yazman, Oisimon. I don't know if he had Shonim Oisimonim. Kubola Shminin Dov Nemolim Dosis Manoilo Shonim Oisimonim Dainish Deisaris Odle Choshim Simonim Chad Minayin Noka. So the reason I'm Meir Dikizach, the Oisimonim is very unclear. The Deisarosh is Gam Simonim. That would be very good. That means that the father is really saying that 2 years ago he was a godel, he had shonim and simonim. Now we don't know what he had 2 years ago. So everything is the nemonis of the father. So in reality, here we see Taisus is really bothering the kash, which Taisus, which the Rosh is. Why do you speak about shonim? Why do you speak about godless? And he's a godel. We're talking about 2 years. I mean, the order that the Rosh has is shmer according to Taisus. It's very shmer. That means Taisus just had a kasha. If Saris make him a godel, so I need the father. Period. You see, as Saris is a godel. So Taisus says, no, we need the father to tell us that 2 years ago he had Saris. We're talking about 2 years ago. Now 2 years ago, so talk. He had Saris 2 years ago. Say, but he said godel. So Taisus says, yeah, he could have said Saris. He said shonim, but really the. He just saying that he was a godel then. That's what the father is saying. But he had to shun him, who had in Saris. That's how he learned.